Everybody look in the watch.
Okay, maybe we could, I missed a little bit of that. I'm ruining your story here.
So what'd they do? They boiled that?
So they take that water to him. And the boys in other village, the boys don't get treated right. They go to that grease, they grab that grease in the pan, and they walk right up to that guy, from the people. Bring the cup, sometimes wooden spoon. People feel inside. Feel pretty poor. They don't like the heat. They walk right up, drink it this. Sometimes they haul it right in the pan, like water. Drink it up. That the Thai people, Indian people, mean. If you don't grab that pan, not to drink, right there they start a fight. Staff or something, they're going to get it. Will chief speak also like nothing? Nothing happened. But we tell it, take that grease to that person. He don't want to drink. You just pour all over him. You want to fight, stab, or knock him down with a clap. That's what you guys talk about, this drinking grease. That's what Indians use. Sometimes some people, they take cup, drink it. One cup, two cup. They vomit. Take him out. They take him out outside. They vomit. Sometimes they drop. Bring them in. Some guys grab their hand, drag them in. Sit it out here. While he lay down, blanket, gun, anything they want to give it, they give it. Give a potlatch. After you get up, they're sobered up. Don't you ever do that kind of work in that village. Even old chief belong to that village, he stay. Sometimes old chief, they get, jump up right away, argument over to that guy. That the time, tribe, relative, that the time, two chiefs, they talk together. Sometimes they can't beat one guy with a story around the Indian generation. They're still talking until one stuck. No way to say. And they walk out. They forgive them.
So, how long could those two chiefs talk against each other? How long?
Oh, that's a long, long time.
Hours? They go for a whole hour?
Yeah.
2 hours?
2 hours, 3 hours.
Sometimes they change over and another one takes over. It goes on until they come to some sort of agreement or something, huh? Until it's settled.
One old man, two talking, they sit it back and one old man get up, talk right in front of them. Sometimes they point right there in their face, their meaning. And people are so quiet, no one is saying nothing. Guess we and these two old men start a fighting. If they don't not get beat each other, they start a fighting. They gotta use knife, staff, use axe. That's the Indian way, the fokia business. The people treat themselves, each other, bad.
Well, when they use the knife or axe,
kill them.
They kill them.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you ever see that?
But I never see that happen. A lot of time I see the chaos. They never stop pointing each other. You that kind relative. You that kind person. You that kind cousin. You're a poor man. Here you are. You let you people to do wrong to my poor people. Sometime one chief, they get wisdom out of it. He quit. And after that potlatch, old chief himself, he didn't give it. One of his cousins, whoever chief got beat up with a word, they bring gun, blanket, anything what to give, they gave it to them.
No holding grudges. Whether they had five people, they kept everything. Constantly working on you. Mm-hmm. They're raising the right kind of children.
So they had a way of forgiving.
Mm-hmm. So they, after they give a gift, the man, growing person, like I tell, average, 45 to 50, 50 average. A grown man, kind of old, looking old person. You know how the people talk. He's the one bring that stuff. Forget about it. Decharged. English we proud about themselves. They good man, they're the hardest man, that kind. Word mean dicha. People talk about dicha. People love you. They think you're a good man. They know you for long enough. You're a good man. Dicha. The hardest man. The person that's against you. They find out themselves, the hardest you. Right there, everything shut off, cut it off. Never think you can. Never talk about it. Quit, smooth out. Even that grease. I see they do Lake Mansfield. They do 10 o'clock. They do Tetlin, they do Nasri, even my father's people, all of his brother. They drink grease at Tetlin. My dad, the people, he never sitting down and look at it. Drink it. One grown man, get up, drink it. Oh, but a girl cup. Go there and drink one cup. Bad grease and fish grease, all my all the time.
What's it taste like?
Gee. Stronger to drink whiskey.
So they would make it hot in those pots you said is big. Is that like yeah. those copper mm-hmm. pots you're talking about?
Yeah.
2.5 feet?
Yeah.
And they put a fire underneath?
And it's that grease been made out in camp. Sometimes terrible stomach, they wash inside clean.
Big bag.
Wash inside real clean tan white. They put dry meat. They hit the rock. And the people talk about this. They make it story or something like they hit it with a hammer. I see my grandfather's people use rock. Special rock. You hit him, he don't care. Indian, they know the drug too. And they use that and then hand rock, good enough you can hold. And you put dry meat in that other rock, you pound the tan like potter. It's good like you hit it with a hammer and just piled up. They clean caribou skin, scrub mouth, no hair, no nothing. Clean skin, they leave it. And put big rock in here, in the pit, they hit them. All them smashed, piled up. And there's a caribou stomach, and they threw in. While dry, they filled up. And after that, they warmed up grease, put on a butch bar basket, like they make it now. They make big one.
Oh,
hot big. One, not leaking too.
Almost as big as that big. Pot then.
Yeah.
2.5 feet.
Yeah. They warmed up sometimes butch bar basket. More tall than this, more high, more long. They put willow around. And they saw with spruce tree roots and the tan ones tied on. And they bend up in this in, I guess about this high. And they make hook in there. And they tie big willow. Both loop and put together right here.
Right at the top.
And, yeah. And they cut the willow two limb like that. They cut this one half, they use this one. Threw in a fire, warmed up. Get it real warm. You can hear it. Their skin crack, they whistle. Steam coming out. You take it out and you hit in the brush in the willow, cool off, and the bent down and tied up. Make hook the you to put the grease in. And they put the basket in the far, but away from far this much.
Oh, about 1.5 feet from fire.
Yeah. So the far a little bit hot. They warmed up, grease warmed up, and they pour in the caribou stomach, and they move on, they move on, they move on, they tip up, move on. And all after they're done, they take a spruce bark or butch. Long, wide, and set it on the side. It just laid on the meat in the stomach. They saw where they put it in. They don't leak and set it right on the flat. Leave it there till they freeze. In the summertime, it's not freeze, but you know, good enough to carry on. They do that, they make lots of that kind. And beside that, they make grease all the same too. Grease, just clear grease. Indian, I never remember Indian short oil. They have oil all the time. Irish eat fat meat. I get used to Silas Solomon and Moses. They call me fat eater. That poor meat we cook, what fat we gonna give to that man? Or say, get the grease, cover him off, big grease.
So a lot of oil and grease people wanna eat, but then that time it's heated in a big pot, that's for punishment though. So is that old grease, or it's just because they have to have so much?
Don't matter. Well, how long you keep it? They don't spoil. Sometimes 2 years old. You don't taste no difference. You just fresh grease, you warmed up.
So you put it underground too, huh?
So yeah.
It's cool enough.
Yeah. That one, middle of the summer, that one happened in August. And July month, that month, 2 months. Hottest place, warmest place. So we dig down, put in about 4 feet, and we put the pole, and we put the grease in it. Even when we're picking berries, just jump in, fill up all butch box basket, all full of berries, put in there and we covered up. Kind of cool, not too much cold, but just not cool to keep them food good shape. We used to do that lots of I'm berries eating. I like eat berries. Even now, I get the bucket full of canned berries. Really.
You know, I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
How about a real intangible one that's really hard? Ask him if he could talk about courage and fear.
Do you hear his question? He asked if you could talk about courage and fear.
He doesn't have to do it English.
And you can talk in native if you want. You know, people who are really weren't afraid of things and were really brave, and some who were really scared.
Yeah, I can tell something. There is one guy we're talking to, I think you might know him, over in Minto, named Peter John. He's telling us, he said that, whenever you see something coming at you, you see a bear coming or you see something coming, you just make up your mind that you're going to get him. And once you make up your mind you're going to get him, then you always will. You don't have to be afraid anymore. But that was training that he had.
Yes, we got a lot of that kind. Our Indian scared, we get excited. English, we can't stand against the old grizzly. We just don't pay attention in our way to go. Sometimes they met us. You don't get excited, don't move, just stand up still, just look at it. He stopped too. He stopped too to watch you, see if you move. Our Indian way, we run. We give him a chance to grab us because they know we scared them. So that's why they after us. We stand around, he stand too. Look pretty terrible, but gotta stay. Our Indian way, we run. We give him good chance to grab us. We not fast as he run. So, our Indian way teaching. You go out to brush, hunt. You spot a bird on a hillside. He want to get there. Look. You want to get like, you feel like you want to get, like you get careful. You go after. You feel a little afraid inside. Indian way, don't take a chance to go. Because that feel tell you they're going to give you bad time if you go close. Still, you go, you sneaking in. Don't make noise. Where, how far you want to go, you go that far and shoot. If you hit it wrong, might run after you. Some old grizzly, too wrong. They get shot, they smell wrong where they get shot. You know that somebody mean to kill him. They get up, they look around. They spot you, that's the way they go. He's really going through. I'm a small, but I never run. I'm sitting down on my knee. I always get him right.
You just sit and wait.
No. Well, if I run, I put myself in trouble. I don't want that. I got no teeth to say.
One time the bear attacked like that, your dad and my grandfather, and you're little, they threw you under a tree someplace. Oh, I heard stories like that.
Uh-huh. You want to tell that story in Native?
Yeah. That happened in Long Cabin. Your grandfather's in Morris. They went down in the other way. They make long sickles. Or this day who gets easy said this. My uncle Chief Walter Isaac on Sugar River. Uh-huh. He run into grizzly. And August time. That bear he run towards to us. I got 22 single shot. My dad is no, not bad, but he think I'm going to get scared. Just, he told me that moose coming in our way. And we better look. And my dad run to open spot, little ways from us. He said, let's go over to that open spot. I got 22. I got in my mind it's moose, I want to shoot him. So my dad run, but I stop and look by the wall. Will really hit, but this week he jump just that fast. I jump under willow, lay down. They come up, he stop for that guy here. He get up, he just look right in my eye. I didn't move, I just sit down and watch him. If he gonna jump over me, I gonna turn over and run other way. My father never seen him yet. And I looked down, my daddy, he turned over and shoot him. I watched, they shot his shoulder right here. And he bite his arm. Little birdie scream and holler, hold their arm and stand up, roll around. Just that second, and come out bright. Run away, bright. A big long second. My daddy go right up to him, shot in the head, bare dead. I walk back in the breast. My daddy, he smile at me. He say, "You scared?" I say, "No." That one too, hard to explain. Our name, I guess, something. My whole body got scared after bear died. And I walk up, my daddy, he walk up to the bear. I go along with him, I walk right to the bear, lay down. All loose, black, mouth black. He said, "Let's go down to lookout place." So we go down to lookout place. And my uncle, he follow. They walk right straight to that bear. Daddy tell me, "Let's go up your uncle." He come up to that bear. I take my 22, I followed my dad. I don't think we're coming to 50 feet. My whole body shaking, started shaking. Hoots are ending in. Sheets are stitched, yeah. Yeah, and deer. Right then, my mind went aloft. Well, my dad said, "My boy get excited, he's out of mind. I better go." Little Albert, Moses, my uncle Walter Isaac, they skinned the bear. Dad and I alone go home. We was down in Mosquito Foot. We got in the camp. All tires got a mile something outside, out there. So, your grandfather's old Sam is a medicine man. My dad is telling him a story. To heat the dead shot, you better make your mind make some kind with medicine. Grandpa make medicine, yeah. Grandson, he's gone. before too late. Little Ma. I guess you don't see him. Harry Luke, Tommy John, Chief Henry. There's another camp, Putney, six families. There's medicine people out there. Take my shirt. Grandpa said, take your shirt, go on over there. Tell them medicine people to make medicine. So they did. My daddy, little Albert, Moses, three of them went across the country, get down to other people's big camp, six, seven families. And little Ma, young man, they make it medicine. Well, my nephew, his face still there, right there where they see bear. Take his shirt, walk back to that bear where you guys kill bear. Call his name. Go around. Call his name. Go around. My dad tell me the three times they go around. Third time, I feel fun in my body. Right then, my dad going back home. Little Albert, Moses, they go with my dad. My daddy really started crying and they walked back. Little Albert, the guy, strong hearted guy, and you hear my daddy cry, little Albert started crying. They worked with my daddy in the evening. I'm sitting way in the middle of the tent, never go out, never even go out. There's a lot of kids playing. So my daddy coming, I get up and stand up, look over the tent. Daddy's still crying. Come close the tent, I run up. I met my dad. He got my shirt. They put me on. I put my on, put my shirt in. It's that night I went to sleep. Next morning I get up just like this. Never scared, never nothing. Go out again and play. We used to do that. We used to have that kind of people. They call medicine people, explained in English. Some people, they do a lot of tricks. Sometimes they do great work. Tsai, tsai kai, tsai sumetati, that's it. He's the strongest medicine man. Right here in Chief Creek. Right here in Chief Creek. My daddy's partners, all my daddy's young people, one of his cousins, four young boys, my grandfather's and this boy's dad. Nishel Hatle. Hey, Tsai Kai. Tsai Kai Chi siintausi.netla. Dog fight them in a camp. They got musk-loaded shotgun. And they pour through the brush. Try to stop dog. Musk-loaded shotgun load up. Got big slug shell in it. And they pull dog not to fight. They pull, listen, far shot. Knock this muscle off, even this bone part of the book. My goodness, you're going to bring a lodge for me? Thank you. So, my grandfather's bust his muscle arm. They try to suck it. Blood. That's one way we do too. Rifle accident, axe accident, knife accident, front of us. We never think. We grow arm, leg, foot. We wipe out blood and we suck the blood, spit it out. You never have no pain, long way to walk, you walk back home. A lot of Indian. Who just me? People, everything clean. Clean food, clean everything. We eat. They never think of that. Somebody got hit that, suck it to blood, right off. So spread out. After that, put the skin back. If they get cut by axe, knife, we pull the skin together like this. And we put any kind of bandage around. And the skin like that, you can walk, drop your feet, drop your leg. Drop your arm wherever you get hurt.
What kind of things for bandage?
Well, back in my old time, bandage, they used them willow, them red willow, lots of that kind along the road, because they cap, knock off the big bunch of willow and stump. That willow stump in the ground. They turn all new leaf, new stuff going to grow up. And they peel off. Sometimes we clean with a knife that also must manage. But slippery though. Sometimes too slippery, we turn over the other way. Bark site, we put it there. And he stay. They dried up, he stay like that. Morris and me, or Jimmy Waller, when they kill us down Beaver Pipe. Morris muscle. All arm, all shot. I grab his arm, pull his shirt off, suck it all the blood. And I'll put his sleeve, tore one, I'll put it back tight. I rub it around with a little rope I got in my pocket. More than she worked. But in 11 months. They go so far, they got the, they go and block out just about hold on. I opened up, let the blood to come out, and put it back to his sleeve, tight. And we put his arm here.
Put it to his chest?
Yeah. They came back in the road. Old Jimmy Walters, army folks come down with a jeep. This boy got shot, accident. Hey, $50. No, we don't want to take money. We'll take down hospital for you. Still they give $50. They don't want to take it. So they give it to Moses. If you're in a hospital, if they charge you, I don't care how much they charge you. Don't worry about it. I get money home by 10 o'clock. So he left, Morris left us, went in Fairbank. He get down to Fairbank, put in a hospital, ALS hospital. Morris, he stayed there 1 week. He just probably mud, all this muscle growed up. It's one little hole right here.
Just in his arm.
Yeah. He still used it. All through that time, in my life, I wanted to believe religion. Today, they make me laugh. After I get treated in the hospital. God wake me up from a heart attack. I still work. I still move. I still travel around through the village. Just once in a while I get pain in my heart. I get pills for it. My belief, believe in God in heaven. And through my Indian, I was like this, my young generation. I want not to believe. I get hurt. Pretty soon I hear words through the ear. Every word God spoke in me, I got in my head. I'm glad that I believe. I'm glad that I do what he wants me to do. I got more friends, pretty close, half world. So I really believe. Many times I pray for the my people. Some old time in myself. Ever since I got healed, wake up in the Fairbank, start working. I got no happen yet. My old lady scared for me if I walk along, drop. Yet, I walk down the river, 5 miles, take gun, walk down. I don't feel nothing. Seven days, my body's so cramped, I must pull out to do something. They tie me down in the bed. One morning, my old lady, she went to pray somebody else. John Kerr. He still to have a church done for a bank. I gone to pray for my woman. They're gonna get up, they're gonna go home with me. Tied down my leg, tied down my arm, oxygen, big one on my head. Never move. My old lady walk in, come up to my feet, command with Jesus' name, wake my old man up. My whole body